Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 2 days to the second presidential debate of the 2024 election, but it's the first one for Kamala Harris. The vice president's been focused on debate prep in Pennsylvania, while former President Trump says he usually doesn't do formal prep. The debate on Tuesday night will be moderated by ABC's David Muir and Lindsay Davis. A search for a suspect in a series of highway shootings in Kentucky is expected to end soon. Laurel County Sheriff's Deputy Gilbert Achardo.
We really have to suspend it at dark because of the danger element of our guys being in there and maybe walking right up on this individual. And, you know, we recovered a weapon, but who's to say that he doesn't have another weapon?
An automatic weapon believed to have been used in the shootings was found along the highway today. Italy's Jannik Sinner won the men's singles championship at the U.S. Open today, defeating American Taylor Fritz in straight sets. This is ABC News. Emergency officials in a number of states have been busy dealing with wildfires. One of those states is California, where authorities are using the fires as a teachable moment.
Thousands turned out for the Ember Stomp Festival in Marin County, California this weekend, where attendees could learn all about fire safety and preparedness.
Okay, you got 30 seconds to pack a go bag and get out of your house. Go.
Fire Chief Jason Weber had this advice for protecting buildings from wildfire.
There's a lot of inexpensive things you can do that will really change the dynamic. And a lot of that is, you know, that first 5 feet around your house, the right screening materials on your vents.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
We are learning that more apple juice is being recalled over concerns about levels of arsenic. Now Great Value apple juice, which is sold at Walmart stores nationwide, has been added to the voluntary recall, which also sold brands sold at stores like Aldi and Walgreens. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
All right, happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. My name is Rocker, here with Terry Barr. Jimmy behind the board tonight.
Hey, Jimmy!
And Nico even hanging out with us, doing a little training.
Nico! How about it?
Oh, let's see what's going on tonight. We have we are sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your pizza pie today at Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com. Also, the Herbal Aspect, now 3 locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspect.com. And Noah's Ark Pet Store, Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside Northgate Mall, cat and kitten adoption, organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Hey, tonight we start out with a double dip as usual, and right now, Tay, she is a singer, guitarist, artist from Green Bay. She also sings with Tay and the Neighborly. They're going to be playing a couple of shows around Wisconsin. Sunday, September 8th, Rookies in Appleton. Monday, September 9th, Gather on Broadway in Green Bay. And Wednesday, September 25th, as a duo at Music on Main in Oshkosh. Right now, let's kick into a double dip on Max Inc. Radio. This is Tay and the Neighborly. Self-help. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Clouds are slowly turning, they're making way for the sun to shine on me. Just when I got used to the gray, I feel a new age coming. Just when I got used to the same old saying, oh, let it rain on me. A little girl.
sense of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you.
Self-help from Tay and the Neighborly. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, and you're hopefully finding us all across the Civic Media Radio Network right now. Tay and the Neighborly from Green Bay. What a great way to start off the show. A double dip. Again, that song you just heard, Self-Help. And before that, Let It Rain. I think I have a new favorite local band.
They are pretty cool.
They are
the
amazing.
The vocals were on point.
Killer. Wow.
Remember, Jimmy, we had them back in the studio. They were here playing at the Majestic Theater in Madison in January when we had that giant snowstorm.
Yes,
and,
I remember.
And they didn't know if they would be snowed out, and we also got them in for an interview, so they trekked through the snow.
Oh, they are so good.
From the Majestic, and all showed up here, and Tay promised that she would come in and play for us one day. So
I look forward to it.
We gotta get her back in here.
I look forward to it.
That podcast is searchable at maxincradio.com. Don't forget that.
Very good.
Jimmy on the spot.
I love it. Yeah. I'm going to go back and listen to it. We've got a lot going on tonight. And we want to first thank those folks who are listening, joining us by listening to 92.7 WMDX FM in Madison. That's where we are originating out of. We also welcome in anybody listening to 98.9 WXCO FM in Wausau and 101 FM WAUK in Waukesha. Thanks so much for being here. Why not maybe give us a call or a text? We could maybe give that number out. What do you think, Rocker?
844-96-PARTY, right? 844-967-2789. And you know what? I'll bet you that there are a bunch of people listening in from Wausau tonight because we're going to be re-premiering the Big Big Furnace's new music with a new song tonight, and they are from Wausau. Former members even of Fuzz Dolly.
Oh, I love that name.
I'm sure everybody's in a good mood tonight, too, because the Badgers won tonight.
All right.
This afternoon.
What was the score?
27-13 over South Dakota.
Okay.
I listened to most of the game on our WRJN station. Love listening to Badger football on the Civic Media Radio Network. Next week is Alabama coming to Madison here.
That's... ouch.
Oh, boy.
Alabama's always so good, so I hope we can really put on a good show.
You can only hope on Wisconsin.
You
they
got
get
it.
Here, if they get here a day early, they'll be frequenting Madison clubs and bars, seeing live music. They'll be so hungover, they won't be playing the next day.
I don't think they're 21, are they?
What?
Are they 21?
Oh, no.
What'd you think of the Packer game in Brazil last night?
That
was tough. Jordan
it's just
Love
like the movie.
Yeah, he's going to be out for 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, torn ACL.
MCL,
yeah.
I think.
MCL, yes. ACL, wow. MCL, yeah. QCL. Yeah, it's one of those. But yes, you're right, Jimmy K. Ouchie.
Is that like a non-surgery situation
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but still 3 or 4 weeks to let it heal. And the Brewers, my Brewers have been on a little bit of a losing streak, too. So today was important for the Badgers to win. You know, we got one out of three right now, but the Brewers are playing as well right now.
How did the Bucks do?
They're not playing yet. Nice try. I keep track of my sports like I do my music.
Oh.
Hockey will be starting soon. UW hockey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that weird time of year, isn't it? Like winter sports are starting. We still have summer sports underway. And I feel jumbled because the weather was cooler today, too. But next week, 80s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming back?
It's coming back.
It's fourth winter or fourth summer. That's
yes.
Fourth summer.
Only in Wisconsin.
Wow. Coming up tonight yet, Steez, Ryan McGrath Band. And after 6:30, we're going to sample some Naughty Dogs hot sauce.
Ooh.
Hot sauce TV shows seem to be the rage these days. And we'll check in with Naughty Dogs owner, Elliot Franklin, to get his take on it and more. And you won't want to miss this. And especially if we get some hot sauce.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Are you willing to dip into the hot sauce and see how you
oh,
feel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That seems to be such a big thing on all the TV shows these days.
I love it. I love the hot sauce. I'm excited about that.
Oh, no. Okay. Jimmy K's going to be the first one to try it. We'll see if he gets a little sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Little Natty Nation for your Saturday night. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Must return as one, two. can get there from here. Oh, yeah. Oh. Stop running. Your destiny is right before your eyes. Jah will be the guide.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
everybody feels so fine. If a man in a club can believe his eyes, man's real strong now. One of them move, a booty don't feel right. One of them leave, a booty couldn't believe it. What you want them on my side, yeah. The damn heart attack. Baby, so on that. One of them move, a booty don't feel right. One of them leave, a booty couldn't believe it. What you bring them on my side? Waiting for a break, did she pull me in close? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If I never hear you wanna take me home, one thing left to do, play something like a nasty. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say it. Hey, son, I dance to. Shaking her head. Present someone that one of them move, a booty don't feel right. One of them leave, a booty couldn't believe it. What you want them on my side, yeah. Went for a break, did she pull me in close? Grab my arm and I was gonna explode. If I never really wanna take me home, one thing left to do, that's something I can dance to, yeah. That's something I can dance to. Start the clock, got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Hey. Tick tock, baby, start the clock, got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot. Hey. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Damn, brother, you know she's a fine lover. Another drink of water, gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Grab my arm, and I was gonna explode. Put it in my ear, wanna take me home. One thing left to do, there's something I can dance to. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think that was something you could dance to for sure. That is Ryan McGrath. And the Ryan McGrath Band plays Something I Can Dance To here on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Ryan was in studio with us a couple of months ago, and he kind of burned the place down.
He did.
He is great.
And he's got nothing on the books right now, but if you get to see Ryan play live, he is absolutely awesome.
There is one date, and I don't know. I think Rocker looked this one up just to double check.
Yep.
September 21st, a Saturday, at Tyranina Brewing Company. That's in Lake Mills. Now, before Ryan, we heard before that back, you know, go with Steez last night. That was really fun.
That was
fun. And then Natty Nation before that, You Can Get There. The journey has just begun.
That was from their first album, 1996.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we had them on the cover of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. They were our 12th cover.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how old that was.
And they're still around and still
going.
Jamming. Doesn't that make you happy to know that?
What was that, 1998? 1996.
They were on the cover December of 1996, if you want to get specific.
And you can look that up, too, I bet.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. That's a Google search.
That is definitely worth it, too. Hey, still ahead, how hot is too hot? Elliot Franklin of Naughty Dog Hot Sauce has some thoughts. Plus, is there really a secret ingredient? I think I read about this. He's got some kind of secret ingredient in his sauce. We're going to learn more about it in just a couple of minutes.
He just got here, so we're going to see what he's got.
So
ask him those questions.
How are we going to sample this hot sauce? Are we going to just take shots of hot sauce on the air here?
Yes, Jimmy.
Wow. And I will video it. How about that?
We have chips.
Oh, yeah.
Alice brought chips.
So you have a vehicle for the hot sauce.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Okay.
The vehicle.
And an accelerator pedal, Jimmy.
Oh, boy, that's what I'm afraid of.
We have a vehicle and an accelerator and peppers.
And peppers.
Oh, my goodness.
And a special ingredient. Mm-hmm.
Silence.
We're all pondering how we're going to handle it, I think.
Right. I'm wondering how hot is hot.
Yeah, me too.
I would love to hear your suggestions and what your opinion of how hot is too hot for hot sauce. 844-967-2789.
I like that, Jimmy. That's a good one.
You can call or text.
Yeah.
You
know? Hopefully people will weigh in.
I'll admit, I like heat. I like flavor, but I don't like the overpowering, sweating my ass off, going, oh my God, what did I just do?
I've seen people cry, too, when it gets to be too hot.
That's
it's like,
hot.
You're crying.
You kill your taste buds. You lose the flavor profile.
Yeah,
you
remember the taste.
The shrimp etouffee over at Louisiana.
Oh, that was good.
Takeout here in Madison. That, it was, literally, they had two flavors. They had too hot and too hot to eat.
Oh my gosh.
And the too hot to eat literally was too hot to eat. you couldn't do it.
Did anybody order it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Okay. He's not going to take just a little sip of this hot sauce that's coming in here. He's going to drink half the bottle.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the hot stuff, Terry?
No.
No.
I'm not even a big salsa person.
Really?
I'll go for the guacamole first before the salsa.
Huh.
Yeah, but I know you guys made some great salsa. Well, was that 2 years ago?
Mrs. K is the king of salsa making.
That was the best I think I've ever had.
And her pickled jalapenos.
Those are good too.
Oh, put that in an old fashioned.
Wow.
I never thought of that.
Or a Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Oh, there. Thank you.
Or a pizza.
Squirrels everywhere. No matter what conversation we have on the radio on a Saturday night, it always leads to alcohol in some way.
Oops.
We're very Wisconsin.
Wisconsinably.
Yes. And of course, we talk about old fashions and Bloody Marys. There you go. Mm-hmm.
All right. So hot sauce coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Yep.
Let's look forward to that. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door. Or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, Terry Barr, I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to the show, everybody. Feel free to join us if you like. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, Terry Barr, you can call or text on that Civic Media app, and it's so convenient.
I love it. In fact, I have not checked. Have we had any texts?
I don't know.
Huh.
No text yet.
Oh, come on.
You can be the first texter.
Come on. Yes, you can. I love when people text us. Yeah. Well, Rocker, our first guest is here. Are we ready?
We are. You know, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr and Jimmy Kay, and you just heard Adam Tesfaye.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't hear that.
Yeah. No. Oh. Sorry, Adam. Yeah.
Okay.
Next time. We had to jump over here.
Well, talk about pressure that we never had. Naughty Dog Hot Sauce was born during the pandemic in 2020, and creator Elliot Franklin of Madison found inspiration on Netflix and YouTube, where everyone seemed to be inventing themselves.
No kidding.
And then Elliot made a batch of hot sauce and actually wrote down the recipe, creating something he could call his own and name it after his dog, Romeo. In the studio with us right now is Elliot Franklin, creator of Naughty Dog Woo! Sauce. Elliot, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
Great to meet you.
Naughty Dog is in the building.
And you got your Wisconsin shirt on Wisconsin?
Yeah, I had it represent today. Yeah. Just born and raised in Wisconsin, just, you know, three generations deep. So, yeah.
Did you watch the game today or listen to it?
I did watch the game.
What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought they were pretty formidable, but yeah, just they should have beat them better than they should have.
Well, said it a great way.
Yeah, but it's Wisconsin. I grew up during the Don Morton era, so I'm
those were rough days.
Yeah, rough.
Okay, yeah, like so, your doggy, rough.
Yeah, these kids are spoiled. Genetics.
They have no idea what we went through.
Get off my lawn.
Okay, I was making a joke about rough. Let's talk about your dog, Romeo. Yeah, he brought a photo of his dog Romeo so that we are all inspired. I will take a photo and share it with everyone.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, Romeo is adorable. Look at that face. He's so cute. What does Romeo do that's naughty?
Well, Romeo was my dog. He crossed the Rainbow Bridge about like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
so he lived to be 14 years old. He was spoiled the whole time. So when we got him, he was 6 months old, and so he was just wild, you know. So I asked my friends that were dog owners, and I'm like, when is this dog going to slow down? And I'm like, oh, yeah, when he's going to be two. And I'm like, well, he's like 10 years old now. Just, yeah, he's not chilling out, you know. So I just always called him Naughty Dog. Just,
oh,
you know,
that's
he was
awesome.
The world's oldest puppy. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Great story.
I like that a lot. What breed? I know Jimmy Kay just came in and said what it is.
He was a French bulldog. He's part French and part Old English. So, he just doesn't look
at the little mushy face.
Yeah,
and those ears.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Those ears. I love Frenchy ears. Yeah. Joey B. Banks has a Frenchy named Eddie.
Does.
I love Joey B. Banks.
Uh-huh. I love Eddie and Joey.
Yeah. It's a love fest here on Max Inc. Radio. Oh, boy. Elliot, you know, we'll hear about your hot sauce in a moment, but who is Elliot Franklin? Like, what is your backstory?
So Elliot Franklin grew up on the north side of Madison, you know, 1701 Browning Road, just on the corner of Sherman and Northport. If you ever go through that intersection, you see a big gray house, big gray garage. That's the house I grew up in.
Aww. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm born and raised in Wisconsin. Yeah, my mother is from Wisconsin. My grandmother, you know, migrated to Wisconsin. So we're like three generations deep, like back to the 30s.
You're nice. Stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Where can I go?
Yeah.
You know? So everybody asks, like, what are you doing here? I'm like, well, I was born here, so I might as well die here. You know, so.
Yeah. Wow.
That's morbid.
You're a lifer.
Yeah.
So you're in the same house on the north side there then?
I am not. No. Oh, okay. I live in the prairie now, but okay. I mean, I do the north side farmers market, which is like right in the shadow of, you know, the house that I grew up in. So it's nice to do that market because I used to raise hell in that. In that parking lot, you know, where Prangyway was and Kohl's was.
Prangyway.
You know, I go back, there was something else there before that. My sister, if I could call her, she would be able to, you know, enlighten me on that. But, there's a lot of history in that whole neighborhood. So that's where Rocket and I met. And the Northside Farmers Market is like deep in my heart, you know, because it's like where I grew up at, you know, so I can't not do that farmers market. So that's where Naughty Dog is going to be found. And, you know, so yeah, if you need it, Northside Farmers Market, 8:30 to 12:30 Sundays through the summer. I don't know what the time frame is.
That's like, okay. You know, people come look for you.
You know, yeah exactly. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how you started it. And I think this is really funny because it's Naughty Dog. Not like naughty, like usual, but you spell it N-A-W-T-Y.
I have no idea where that came from. I just, like, I never felt like I was a, you know, a branding, you know, type of person. So I just, you know, so when I came up with the hot sauce, it was kind of one of those things, like, I would always make hot sauce. It was kind of like a Bloody Mary to me. Just, you know, I just make it myself, you know, just throw things in a blender or whatever. And so, you know, during pandemic, I was bored and I found a bottle of hot sauce in my fridge and I pulled it out and I tried it and I really liked it, but I had no idea how I made it. So I'm like, I'm going to make a recipe that I'm going to be able to pass down to generations. Mm. So I made a hot sauce, made a recipe, took it to my friends like after the world kind of opened up a little bit.
Yeah.
And they loved it. And I'm like, just have this. And they're like, well, we want to pay you for it. I'm like, just have it. It's just from me to you, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I just, at that point, I just figured out that I had a
winner
base. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So, people that wanted to buy it. So I'm like, well, just, I'll make it legitimate. You know, went and got an LLC, went through some classes, went through a fermented food class through the UW, and, you know, the rest is history. So, welcome to Naughty Dog Hot Sauce.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you. Yes.
Now, one of the topics I saw you wanted to talk about was African-Americans in small business. And recently was, well, go ahead and talk about that topic first.
Okay, so I just saw that they had the African-American or the Black Restaurant Week.
Right? Oh, yes.
And I saw a story that they said that, you know, 0.4% of African-American businesses in Dane County are owned by African-Americans. That's a, like a, it's marginal. So I feel like there's a hole in the market, you know, for us African-Americans. So just let's fill the void, you know? So, for every African-American that's out there listening to me right now, let's build something, you know, let's build a brand, you know, just, yeah, there's opportunity out there. I started this from scratch. I learned a lot of this from YouTube and TikTok and whatever else I could find, whatever resources I could find. And I just basically just, you know, did this from scratch.
Yeah.
But if you reach out to the resources that are available for small markets or for a small business, they're willing to help.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's every business in America, every business in the world started small.
Right.
So you can use the resources that are available to you and build something, you know, and let's, you know.
Do you feel like you're proof you can do it too?
I think so. Good. Yeah, I just, good. I totally do. Just, you know, I'm just, I'm not a success story, but I'm just, you know, an example, you know, of that, you know, you can do this. I mean, you know, a lot of people want to have a small business, but they're afraid to do it. But the resources out there are phenomenal in Wisconsin.
There's awesome. The Small Business Hub on South Park Street.
This is
that's,
true, yes.
That's brand new here in Madison and has already made an impact on our community here, too.
Absolutely.
And becoming an entrepreneur, we all can attest to this in this room.
Yeah.
It's one of the best decisions you could ever make.
You know? You know? You know, and capitalism is kind of designed for small businesses. You know, I mean, you know, not to, you know, put a wet blanket on the whole situation, but you know, there's some guardrails to it, like just some safety nets. So just go out and take a chance, you know, I mean, do something small. I mean, you don't have to put a big investment into it. I mean, like my hot sauce, I mean, that's pretty minimal, like to get it up and going. I mean, just find something that you are passionate about and put some money into it. Not a whole lot of money. You don't need a whole lot of money. I mean, a lot of people think like small business storefront, you know, just inventory, all that stuff. Just find something that you love and, you know, put your heart into it and just, you know, make it go and just, you know, reach out to the community and whatever resources you have.
Well, and I love you said you are selling at the Northside Farmers Market in Madison. But then you're also online, right? And you do some stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you keep people updated and they can order through that as well?
I do. Like right now, yeah. I'm like in that social media space. I'm like, you know, in between the farmers market and the retail situation.
Yeah.
So I need to get my processor's license, and I want to send a shout out to Flavors Catering. Leanne out in Sun Prairie, she opened up a commercial kitchen which I'm renting from, and so that's the hurdle that I have, you know, so I can have that, you know, infrastructure in order to make my product retail available. So that's going to be huge for me.
You got to scale up, man. You got to get on the sharks and get some capital going.
I've already got my pitch in my head.
There you go.
Oh, that would be so exciting. We'd be cheering you on.
Elliot Franklin from Naughty Dog Sauce. Let's talk about the sauce.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear about the sauce. I actually want to taste the sauce. Did you bring some stuff in?
I did, yes.
Yeah. What sauces do you have right now with us, and what can you tell us about that sauce?
So I have the original Liberal...
Wow, he's overdosing on his own hot sauce right now.
He's excited about his hot sauce.
On endorphins right now. Like, I had like shots of hot sauce on the way down here. So.
Ooh, whoa.
That Jimmy had told the people to do shots.
Right.
Oh, it's Caribbean Liberation.
Okay, so the Caribbean Liberation is like my all-time bestseller. I say that Caribbean Liberation is kind of like what Spotted Cow is to New Glarus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it,
the
would it be good for like a jerk chicken?
That's what it is.
Right.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's got jerk, pineapple, apple cider vinegar. Just it's a whole vibe. It's
On a scale of like 1 to 10, 10 being blazing hot, 1 being pretty mellow. Where would that one fall in?
I'd say about a 6.
I want to try that one.
It's like a little more than a mid-level heat. I got the original Bliss. So that's like your everyday, every way sauce. It's kind of like Frank's Red Hot without as much vinegar in it. Exactly. So
that's the thing about hot sauces sometimes is they're good, but sometimes the vinegar is overpowering.
That's what we don't do at Naughty Dog. Yeah. So
he's got honey sriracha.
So I have a sriracha.
Awesome.
This is a wild story about that. Yeah, so anyhow, I originally started that recipe. I was going to do a collaboration with the Killer Bees in Sun Prairie, the minor league hockey team. And I needed a hot sauce. They wanted me to come in and sell some hot sauce. And I said, I don't have a hot sauce with honey in it. So I made a bottle of sriracha, and it calls for white sugar, like just by nature. Mm-hmm. And so my wife was like, well, why don't you just substitute the honey or the sugar, the white sugar with honey?
Sure.
Yeah. And make it, you know, is going to be going to be called the Killer Bees Hot or High Stick Hot Honey Sauce is what it was going to be called. Yeah. So anyhow, they ended up canceling their season for whatever reason.
Oh no.
So yeah. Wow. So I had a pivot.
Yep.
So yeah. So since I live in Sun Prairie, so that's called the Prairie Pollinator. You know,
love
sriracha.
It.
The Prairie Pollinator. Nice.
I bet that is.
What's that green one that I see? What kind? What is that? Is that like a green?
Green
pepper?
With envy.
Green with envy. Yeah.
They're great names.
Yeah.
Really?
Don't know where that came from. But just needed to call something quick and like just spit it out.
What's in the? Is it like a green pepper?
Yeah. So that's gonna be a tomatillo sauce.
That I like.
Jalapeno,
Jimmy K.
serrano, ooh, white vinegar, lots of garlic. Like, I don't even measure the garlic. I'm just
throw it in. It's like, you can never have too much, right?
You can never have too much.
Now at the Northside Farmers Market, you were kind of telling me how really this is Naughty Dog sauce, not Naughty Dog hot sauce.
Yeah.
And really, Jimmy, a lot of the sauces aren't that hot. They're very tasty.
Right.
You have a couple hot ones for those hot people.
Sure.
But you don't focus on that. That's not what you're really out to do.
No, I don't. I don't make anything that's insanely hot. I mean, I just let like Dave's Insanity do the hot sauce. I probably have a bottle of Dave's Insanity in my cupboard, but I just like, you know, I'll let him corner that part of the market.
There you go.
I focus on flavor.
I want to ask you one question, though. And I would call this a secret special ingredient. When I was reading about you last night, you have pineapple.
I do.
In one of your sauces.
I do.
How does that work in a hot sauce?
Sweet.
I have to credit my wife, Jenny Franklin, for that.
Okay.
Like, so the Caribbean Liberation,
yeah.
I went like, because I had that was one of the original five. And I wanted to bring it back out for a friend of mine, Troy Guile. And so he called me up and he's like, I want the Caribbean. I'm like, well, I quit making that, but I'm going to, that's my guy. So I'll do it for him, but I'm going to make it better than it was than when he had it.
Wow.
So I made a batch of it and it was just missing something. I just was throwing everything in it. And so my wife was like running errands. I called her up. I'm like, it's just missing something. She's like, put pineapple in it.
Oh, I'm like, perfect.
Done.
Perfect.
So it's just like Picasso, like, you know, just painted, you know, just drop the brush.
I'd love to come and just watch you paint your hot sauce into existence.
That was the only hot sauce I'd have that was kind of Picasso-ish. Like, yeah, but everything else is pretty, you know, Louisiana-based, just, you know, home style, you know, whatever.
And the labeling and everything is just adorable.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Elliot, it's great to meet you. We're out of time. We've got about 30 seconds here before we got to get off into the song. Thank you for coming in. If people want to get a hold of you, get the hot sauce, how do we do that?
Oh, you can meet me at Naughty Dog, Instagram, Facebook, or efranklin at naughtydog.com.
Naughtydog.com. Spell that N-A-W-T-Y.
My man. Yeah.
Yes. Ellie, it's great to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, you as well.
Thanks sharing your hot sauce with us, and we'll see you at the Northside Farmers Market, I hope.
Thank you.
Let's do some People Brothers Band. We got a double dip and an interview with Big Big Furnace. This is Max Inc. on Saturday night.
Hypothetical, if I may, it occurs to me this may be the only way. The world barely coasts and the facts it remains. We do all kinds of talking, but ain't trying to change. Think it's time to wise up, take a step in the right direction. Try and imagine a world where the music we hear had never fallen on blind eyes. We live so deaf ears. If never a song was a song due to lack of communication. What if all of the instruments took to their own and forget about lyrics, they don't get along. It's one for one, not for all. I can hardly stand the thought at all, at all.
You gotta live your life like a song.
Keep some love for yourself and just pass it along. Tell me what could be better. Get me wrong, there is music in all that we hear. The laugh of a child, a stone drawing near. But it's a song that can take me back and keeps my soul feeding. And I just don't know where I would be without music today. Was the love once forbid on my mom and daddy. This love in my heart and share it with the world. The world.
You gotta live your life like a song.
Keep some love for yourself. Just listen as my heart beats to the drum beat. When the bass kicks in, bring those keys again. Feel the guitars play as you drift away. Hear the sack.
echoes from inside. Join in the chorus and sing side by side. How much better would this world be? Such beautiful harmony. If you live your life like a song.
Broad brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.